Alrighty then, this is the Bookcast episode 525. Podcast
is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Let's go out tonight. It will be alright. Let's go out tonight. Out tonight. Let's go out tonight. It will be alright. Let's go out tonight. Out tonight. Let's go.
Was Kinematic with their track Let's Go Out Tonight. Serving up sonic treats for hungry ears since the turn of the century, unsigned and independent, their songs have appeared on radio, podcasts like this one, and TV shows both in Australia and overseas, and fans on three continents have made music videos for them. We played their track Peyote, or Peyote, on episode 465, back in June 2017. But this was a brand new single released on Jamendo in July of 2018. They're from Melbourne in Australia, despite the fact they were actually singing in French at one point. And you can find out more information by going to their website, which is kinematic.info. Now, with the change of the Google Chrome browser now highlighting insecure websites. Unfortunately, there are a number of websites we'll be giving you this evening that will flag that up because they haven't given themselves secure certificates yet. So we do apologise for that. It's outside of our control. Anyway, kinematic.info for Kinematic.
Mm, that was quite short and sweet.
It was. It's only 2 minutes and 17 seconds long. But it's a track that I listened to and I just thought it's so oomphy. There's no build up to it whatsoever. It just seemed the right thing to do. Cool. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 525. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of 8 pieces of Creative Commons music, and we do have a number of things to talk about, not least of which is the roundup of our visits to Podcrawl Glasgow last weekend.
Oh, hi.
But, oh, hi, the new Thanos. Anyway, we shall talk more about that later on in the show. But for now, Caroline apparently has a track that I am going to appreciate.
Yes, I did think it was an artist I've discovered, but Dave says we have played her before, but we haven't played this track before. So this is Eve with Gravity.
just can't breathe without you. I'm not standing on your way when you wanna play. Sometimes I just won't hide you from me.
Gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seatbacks are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Could it be?
Was the Mad Pix Project with their track Never End. Oh, excuse me. This is not... I tried to get rid of that before the mic opened. That was the 14th appearance for the Mad Pix Project on this show. We've only been playing them for the last 3 years. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised by that. This is a brand new single released on Jamendo in July 2018. They are from Munich in the Germany, and you can find out more information over at madpix-online.de.
Excellent. And before that, it was Eve from Uzbekistan with Gravity, the acoustic version. So there is another version out there.
There is, and I haven't listened to it yet, but I will go. I will do.
But Eve is actually two people, a man and a woman living in the music.
Stepan Varlamov and Sabina Ablyansinka or something.
Yep. And they say you can discover their inner world and share yours. Find out more by checking out on Facebook at facebook.com/with.eve.music.
And that's kind of the clue, because although they are referring to themselves as Eve now, they were known as With Eve.
I see.
And we played their track All We Need on episode 407 of the Bugcast, which was back in April 2016. Unfortunately, because it's like nearly 2.5 years since we played that, I can't remember the song at all. That was beautiful.
I found that by looking at trending on indie and scrolling down a bit.
Yeah, trending is a good one to go for, because best of tends not to change.
Yes.
It's always the same tracks again and again.
Trending, the first page of trending doesn't change very often.
No.
But the second, third page
you can
does.
Find some nuggets in there, yeah. And I find latest is...
noise.
It is a lot of noise, because you get...
You get the odd gem, but majority
15, 20
of it...
tracks by the same artist. And I think I've mentioned before, there seems to be this new trend on Jamendo, and also on the Free Music Archive, I notice, of tracks called... boppy corporate rock.
Yes.
Or nighttime jazzy or something like that. So they're more describing a style rather than actually being songs.
There's also a lot of soundtrack style songs where they're looking at trying to do film scores and what. Which are
great, cinematic stuff. But
it's the tunes we're after.
Absolutely. Now, before we go into... what we've called here the depths of irony, we're going to have a look in our chat room and see who's listening to us live right now as we broadcast at this exact moment at 7:50 on Friday night over at thebugcast.org/live.
There is Alex T, who's just waved, Anna and Peter, Fat Freddy, GamerChico2, Gregorius WVP, Ivano, K5 Tux, and Yannick.
K5 Tux.
Oh, Fat Freddy did a Teletubby intro.
Uh-oh. I don't know if they have Teletubbies in New Zealand. I presume they do.
Teletubbies are interesting, so if you want to check them out, I will let you do that.
Yeah, they're probably called Teletubbies in New Zealand or something.
What's even worse is the second series that followed up where the Teletubbies had had babies.
Oh, okay. Explain that one.
Well, what's worse is when you looked at the colour schemes of said Teletubbies, it would indicate that the four main Teletubbies may have done things with more than one person. As in the red and the blue one and the red and the green one.
Oh, I see.
And the yellow one.
Bearing in mind what colour they turned up with.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Moving swiftly onwards. I think we may have actually bagged ourselves the show title by what Caroline's about to talk about.
Well, he's called it The Depths of Irony. I said it could have been The Irony of Moo. Ba-dum-tsh. Anyway, yeah. Before Podcrawl was happening, last Friday, I dutifully booked to give blood, which I try and give regularly. And when I got there, they did the finger prick test and she went, has this ever happened before? I said, what? She went, well, it doesn't look like it's going to react. So I said, well, no, not really. So she went, I'm just going to go away a minute. And she came back with this big tray of kit and she took a sample from my vein in my, inside my elbow area, put it into this little machine and it said, yeah, unfortunately you've got low blood iron in your blood. I'm just going to get the nurse to come and speak to you. So the nurse came and spoke. In order for a female to donate, their blood reading needs to be 125 gl or above, and mine was 113. So not only was I not allowed to give blood, I have been deferred from giving blood for 12 months, and I was advised to go check it with my local GP surgery.
Mm.
So I rang on Monday. Surprisingly got an appointment straight away with the, she's called an advanced practitioner. So she's kind of like a nurse with doctor powers, if that makes sense. In as much as she can do her own prescriptions and she can do her own things without having it to be checked by a doctor. So we spoke about it. I was telling her about, I am getting tired. I'm very tired in the evenings. Dave will attest that there's not many times where I sit through a program at night and actually get to the end of it. I
not
tend to fall
snoring,
asleep.
No.
I've said several Friday nights how tired I am. And so she said, well, I'll send you for some blood tests. So they did the blood test for iron, my liver function, kidney function, thyroid. I think those were the main ones. So I went up to the local hospital and she went, should get the results by the end of the week. If I don't phone you, they're all normal. If I do phone you, then there's something shown up. And I got the phone call yesterday morning to say that I'm definitely anemic. The iron reading for my blood that the donor plate people take have dropped even further. So I'm now on iron tablets for the next 2 months and I have to have blood tests in 6 months. Don't like iron tablets, but I'll do as I need to do. Diet suggestions is eat more red meat. Well, I haven't eaten red meat for
21 years.
More than that, because it was poultry that I was eating before. The red meat, I've not really eaten for donkey's years.
Excuse me, bacon was one of the last things to go out of your meat-eating days. And we were still together then.
So
we were together then, not still together.
And also, the one thing that's really bugging me is I'm not a smoker. I don't do drugs. I very seldom drink, although I did manage to have two whole pints at Podcrawl.
Spoiler alert.
but I do like a cup of tea, and I like milky tea. And the two things that they suggest that you don't take too much of if you're low on iron because it can affect your iron absorption is tea and milk.
Black coffee it is, then.
Coffee's on the list as well, isn't it? Now I have been good today. I had cereal rather than just fruit. So I will do this 2 month course and hopefully it'll make a difference. So maybe there is more of a reason than me falling asleep in the evening than me just being tired.
Mm.
So yeah, stupid body. I gave blood last time, 13th of April, so I was okay then, so it's only started to recent. Happen. But she also said, like, you know, are you busy? Are you a busy person?
Yes.
Yeah, well, like, I work full time. I'm a governor at two schools. I've got three kids. And work is particularly busy at the moment. I was saying to Dave, I'm doing interviews in Grimsby on Tuesday, and I'm trying to do 10 interviews within the space of about 6 hours, which is, with an hour and a bit journey either side. So it's going to be quite a full-on day. And I'm doing the same on the next day. But then that's trying to clear lots of things. So, yes, there you go. So I am low on iron.
Oh, bless you.
Anyway, how about we do some more music? And this is The Halt with Lord Have Mercy.
This is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and although I would like to explore Creative Commons music myself, I just don't have the time or inclination to go hunting it down, and that's why I listen to the Bugcast. Dave and Caroline find the best stuff and serve it up to me every week, and I can just kick back and enjoy it. I don't have to do any work, so thanks guys, and enjoy the Bugcast.
The big wheel keeps turning, but I'm still learning to wind down on the way home. I'm out of the cold, out of the rain, and into your arms. Well, that'll be the day your open invitation comes my way. That'll be the day when all my inhibitions melt away. And who is not to say we'll raise the shadow wreck of yesterday. If only I knew how.
Was The Vow with their track That'll Be the Day. A heart-stirring piano ballad blending romantic pop and classical music. Easy listening with a passionate, soothing male vocal and haunting dreamlike strings. A song of unfulfilled longing and beautiful tragedy, like teardrops on a rose. Amongst other tracks in the past, Caroline played their track Caroline 2 weeks ago on episode 523, but this is a brand new single released on Jamendo in July of 2018. The band is from Liverpool here in the UK, and you can find out more information about them over at their website, which is thevow.co.uk.
Excellent. And before that, it was The Halt with Lord Have Mercy from Brooklyn, New York. This is their third track that we've played, and that is now all three tracks that they have available on Jamendo we have played on the show. They were formed in the summer of 2017. Neil Mafferoo, who was the founder of the band Sound Statues, joined forces with guitarist, songwriter Andrew Schwartz. And you can find out more by checking out The Halt Band on facebook.com.
Awesome. Very good tracks this week, has to be said. Right, okay, let's do a very brief roundup of our trip to Glasgow earlier on this week.
So we set off rather early, made good time actually, even with a breakfast, which the irony, over the Scottish border, and they served Yorkshire tea.
Yes.
we got to Glasgow about 1:45.
It was, we were early. Like you say, even though we stopped for at least an hour at the services on the way up, we were anticipating getting to Glasgow about 1:30, so we were well early.
It rained pretty much the entire journey, but when we got to Glasgow, it had pretty much slowed down, stroke stopped. So when we did go to meet people, we were like, oh my God, do we take a jacket, do we not? We did take a jacket. We didn't need the jacket.
No,
very much,
now.
Very at the end. Oh, no, we needed it at the end. It was absolutely hammering it down at the end. It was really good. We met up with Benny and his partner, Karen. We then met up with Dave Morris.
Yep.
Later joined by Kevy. The famous beer cafe and their pies let us down again.
Yes. So if you remember, last year we went to the beer cafe for food and there was a A4 sheet of paper, computer typed in Times New Roman saying, sorry, we are not serving food today.
And it was absolutely heaving because it was some sort of food festival. And
yeah. So I went in and said, please tell me you're serving food this year. And she said, no.
Well, the clue might have been the fact that we walked in and we quadruple the number of people in there. It was the two serving staff and us. So new ownership, they've decided they're not doing pies at all anymore.
Even though they acknowledged the fact that it was an absolute money spinner for them.
Oh, yeah. And it was zero, like minimal waste and all that sort of thing. So we then headed over to a brew dog place called the Dog House. It's actually quite nice, quite trendy.
It was. The food was brilliant. Beer.
Well, beer for you. I had a fruity Fritz thing.
Yes.
We were then joined by McNarloo. So we'd done that. Then we went to the State Bar.
We went straight to the State Bar, yeah.
And the ale that Kevy wanted everyone to try wasn't on at first, but it did come on later on.
Hmm.
I actually had two citrus ale.
Can you remember what they were called?
Green Devil.
Right.
Which was quite nice, actually. The one that Kevy had raved about that did
the
come on,
three.
I did try it. And it was okay, but it didn't have a great big taste, whereas the citrusy one did.
I think we found your poison because you had a guzzle of, I've got to be careful how I say this, but you had a guzzle of my juice box, which is a citrus IPA, 5.9%, which I got in my Beer 52 pack this month. And I thought it was quite harsh, but you said it was nice.
Yeah.
But not as good as the Green Devil.
I think the Green Devil was a 6.8 or 6.4.
Yeah.
But that was the only two I had. I did feel a bit giddy afterwards.
Well, I was going to say, that's probably an infinitely large amount of beer for you.
Yeah, so we'd stayed there for a while. Other than that, I was mainly on soft drinks. David had a few pints, but he'd kind of interspersed them with a few soft drinks.
I had some soft drinks and we had a couple of snacks and stuff.
Yeah, and then we went to...
Was that the Bon Accord next, or did we go somewhere else first?
What's the Bon Accord? Is that the last place?
The Bon Accord was the last place.
It was there we went because that's when because Benny and Karen went back to the hotel, the guest house because they were cycling the next day.
Oh, we were also joined by Andrew Gregory. From formerly of Linux Voice. And actually, I've got some news about Andrew and his compatriots in the next segment.
Then we went to this other place which did whiskey. Is that the Bon Accord?
That was the Bon Accord. Andrew met up with us at the State Bar.
Yes,
he was there
and then
a bit
he came with us.
Yeah.
So it was down to me, Dave, Kevy, Andrew McNarloo and Andrew Gregory.
Yeah.
Kevy went and got a £20 glass of whiskey.
Yeah, which was nice, but...
He then got one for other people to share and everyone kept saying for me to try it, but I was like, it's completely wasted on me because I can't even stand the smell of whiskey, let alone the taste. Some went out for cigars. Dave didn't this time. Kevy went, but I don't know if he had a cigar, came back. And let's just say the position Dave was in last year, he managed to escape this year.
Yes.
One thing I did do for Dave was last year, the big issue was the fact that we'd had a meal during the afternoon, but not had anything in the evening. We're in danger of that again.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was...
Two or three doors up to the little Tesco Express and got a couple of sandwich meal deals. So like sandwich, crisp, chocolate and a drink.
And I think that was a huge contributor to me feeling absolutely fine the following
day. Yeah, yeah, because we were back at our hotel
by 10.
We'd had the snack, watched a bit of telly, settled. Aside from feeling really dehydrated during the night, and I think that was more the fact that the room was dry rather than anything else. But we had bottles of water to sup on.
Mm.
Woke up pretty much refreshed. So much better this year.
So I think in terms of statistics, I had... It was either 5 or 6 pints. I can't remember what it was.
I think it was 6.
Yeah, that I'll go with that.
One at the beer cafe. Did you have 1 or 2 at BrewDog?
I had one at the beer cafe. I had the Jet Black Heart at... Dog House.
When
we got to the State, I had
one of them at the State, which wasn't the number 3.
Which you chose for me. Then I had a number 3.
Yeah, you had a Diet Coke. You had another number 3.
Right, so that's 4.
That's 6. State Bar, Brew Dog, one that I chose,
That's five then.
Five. Then you had one last one at the
Bon Accord.
That's six.
Plus a glass of whiskey that we got in from the kitty.
Yeah.
The not £20 whiskey. So I didn't do too badly.
No. And we had like crisps at one place and then we had the snack. So I think it was much better this year. And we didn't have as far to walk for our guest house as well, which was good.
No, it was only about five, 10 minutes at the most. Whereas the last spot, I think it was probably best part of a mile and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah. One thing we did suggest is that on our travels up this, we pass roughly where Kevy's staying. We kind of go past it. So we said next year, maybe we'll pick him up on the way up
because
he said that the train and that was a bit of a faff.
Makes sense to do it. As long as he's happy, he's sort of trailing along with us for a bit.
Yeah.
While we go and check in at hotels and the like.
But it was very enjoyable. The journey home was quite long, very wet, very windy. And I do feel for Benny and Karen because they were cycling in that.
Oh, when we left the hotel, we left about 10 to 10. We were on foot. We said goodbye to them after breakfast. We went and got packed up and ready to go, checked out. And as we were checking out, they were coming down the stairs. And as we left the guest house and started heading down the hill, they were starting to follow us. And they'd got pannier bags and all the rest of it. And the rain had just started to come down.
Yeah.
But then soon after that, it started absolutely hoofing it down. Poor Benny and Karen were cycling to the west coast that day, to the ferry.
We had a little photo of them showing how wet they were on the ferry. They were supposed to be camping that night, but the message we got was, we found a hotel. I don't blame them
at all. No. But anyway, bottom line, in summary, it was a fantastic weekend.
And look forward to next year.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is going to be a regular for us because it's not that arduous. The journey driving, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. The driving back was a bit hairy because it was quite windy.
Yeah, and a lot more traffic. I mean, we stopped at a service at Weatherby, which was ridiculously busy.
I found out why.
Oh, go on.
The M1 North had been closed. I'll tell you the reasons why later. It being closed, and of course, I think it's only a few miles north of that the A1 and the M1 merge.
Ah, right. So those people were detouring.
So I think a lot of the traffic would have been detour.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, still enjoyable and look forward to next year.
Certainly will.
Excellent. So next up we've got Calorie with a K with Town of Birds. I was leaving in the town of birds. I was looking for their love. One, two, three, four. I found it. I found their stars. Gonna always love.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine.
The Bookcast, baby!
Was Talking to Sophie with their track Redwood Avenue, and that's the single version of that song. Talking to Sophie is a little one-man project situated in the middle of nowhere with songs about the big, wide, beautiful world. We played his track Bright Lights on episode 494 in December of 2017, and then Umbrella on 497 in January of 2018. Bright Lights, incidentally, made it onto our listeners' choice episode 503 earlier on this year. Yes. But this track, however, which is an indie pop tune about living in the woods, enjoying the coastline and taking adventures every day, was released onto Jamendo in July 2018. He is from Ebersfold, I think that's how it's pronounced, in Germany, and you can find out more information over at talkingtosophie.com.
Excellent. And before that, it was Calorie with Town of Birds from Russia.
You've gone very quiet.
Sorry, from Russia. Singer-songwriter playing indie folk music style. They had an EP called Fist. Sorry, their first EP was called Jones, which was released in December 2017. It has had more of a rock and atmospheric sound than the new songs that they're writing now. And you can check out more by checking out facebook.com/caloriesongs.
Awesome stuff. Right, I mentioned earlier on that I had something to say about Andrew Gregory and his band of compatriots. Now, you may remember back in the dim and distant past, there used to be a podcast called Tux Radar, which was the official podcast of the Linux Format magazine. Now, that kind of changed when most of the people behind the Tux Radar podcast left Linux Format in order to form a brand new magazine called Linux Voice. So the Linux Voice podcast was then spawned out of that. There was another one in between, but the Linux Voice podcast spawned out of that. And then the magazine itself then got merged into another magazine, and the Linux Voice podcast stopped. Well, I'm incredibly proud to announce that today, the same guys, Graham Morrison, Andrew Gregory, Ben Everard, and Mike Saunders, have just released the first episode of the Bug Report podcast, which is effectively the next level of what was Linux Voice and Tux Radar.
Because the Bugcast would have worked for them, wouldn't it?
It would have done had somebody else not got there first. Now, interestingly enough, they called themselves the Bug Report Podcast, but their Twitter handle is Podcast Bug. So I have just tweeted on that their Twitter. Let me just read what I wrote. It goes something like, just about to promote at Podcast Bug on the similarly named The Bugcast. Good to hear you guys back on the pod waves. And it is, because I really enjoy speaking to those guys. And I do believe that one or two of them will be going to Ogcamp later on in this month. And as a brilliant segue, yes, Ogcamp will be taking place on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of August at the Charles Street building at Sheffield Hallam University here in Sheffield in the UK. We will be going. We'll take in the entire family for both days. And I'm really looking forward to meeting up with some people that we know and also that we don't, or that we've heard of or spoken to in the past. So we're really looking forward to that. If you're going along, drop us a line, let us know, and we'll make sure we meet up with you. One person I know who is going that we're really looking forward to meeting up with again is Yannick.
Yay!
Our very own Yannick. We're going to be going out for a meal on Sunday night. Well, you don't miss up the opportunity of spending time with somebody when you haven't seen him for so long, innit?
Exactly.
So there you go. So yeah, if you are going, let us know. It'd be good to see you there. Next week, the Bugcast episode 526 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 10th of August at 9:30 p.m. UK time. As always, if you want to get in contact with us, you can drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. You can find us on the social medias, and of course, we are also on our Telegram group, which you are welcome to come along and join. You can find that by going to thebugcast.org/chat.
Excellent.
So this means it is last track time, and I've been told this is worth waiting for.
Well, Calorie, Town of Birds, was originally going to be my ender until I found this one, and this became the ender.
Awesome.
Another Russian band, this one called Rubbish Rabbits, with a track called Explosion. They are a do-it-yourself rock and roll band from the centre of Russia. They've been playing together since 2014. Guitar, bass, drums, and they're all singing. And what else is necessary to rock? You can find out more by checking them out on vk.com with lots of numbers, so check out the show notes. So this is Rubbish Rabbits with Explosion.
And we will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.